So open your eyes, look around. There are people in need. It's something my wife and I have learned. I mean, I knew it as a priest because I encounter people in need all the time. But now with so many people sending us things because we've created this thing called Daniel's List where we pray for people who have lost a loved one in a sudden way. And we also pray for that person who has been lost in a sudden way. And pray for those who pray for Daniel. We've seen there's so much pain out there. I don't think we should look at the mundane things we do every day the same anymore. When you walk into Walmart and you walk by 10 people, 9 of them are going through a crisis. And probably 8 of those 9 don't know what to do and are full of despair. They look normal. I mean, they're just picking up an orange or getting a gallon of milk or something. But they're going through a crisis. The world is full of that. So we have to be open to it. And the way you're open to it is by praying and having a heart that is seeking after God. And then God fills your heart with more of himself. I said I'd tell you one more thing, but you know I lie sometimes. So one more thing. When you're aware of people's needs, your pain decreases. That is something I have learned. I knew it before, but now I really know it. There are people coming to my wife and I every day that have terrible pain. And somehow, when we take their pain, we pray for them, console them, text to them, call them on the phone, send them an email, respond to a Facebook post. All those kinds of ways we communicate, some of which seem very shallow and some of them seem deeper. But all of them, if they have heart, are deep. And then you share people's pain and your pain decreases. That's a principle. That's a dogma, a spiritual dogma of our life. So if you have any troubles, go find somebody with some troubles. That's my advice to you. And pray for that person with troubles. Don't stop. Don't do it once or twice or three times. Do it for the rest of your life. And then find another person to do it for. And another. And you'll find things will get better. Certainly for you and hopefully for them. May God help us. God bless you. Amen.